get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hello, family, and hello, friends. It's your girl, Candace L. That's CandaceELLE. Coming to you with another episode for the Candace Chronicles. But before we get into it, let me remind you, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, please go to your app store and download the Bashani Radio app. That is B-S-H-A-N-I Radio app. So let's get into it. Today, what we are going to talk about is goal setting and the power of confession. So we're already in the month of July. So we got about 6 months into the end of the year. And there are a lot of things that we can accomplish. And I want to tell you about the steps that I personally use to get there. So grab a pen and paper. All right, you got it? You got a pen and paper? Okay, so let's take some notes. So I really started thinking about what are some of the things that I want to accomplish before 2022. And I don't know if you feel like me, but I feel like although we've gotten vaccines and we've turned the curve of the global pandemic, I still personally feel like life has not gotten back to normal. I don't know. This week, I'm like, man, life really has not gotten back to normal. I feel like I'm here. I feel like outside is open. I feel, you know, it's summertime. Everything is beautiful. But things just aren't clicking. You know, it's almost like I feel like I'm in a period of existing versus living. It's very challenging to explain, but when I say I feel like we haven't gotten back to normal, other people can quickly identify with what I mean. It's almost like because we had to do a 180 due to the global pandemic, it's amazing how we adjust and become conditioned. And that's what I feel like. Like I'm at a standstill in that I've been conditioned. And so I'm like, okay, how can I break out of that? Like, I still have goals that I want to hit, metrics I want to achieve before the end of the year. So how can I do that? And so I said, okay, I'm just going to go back to basics, right? I'm going to write the vision down and make it plain. And for those of you that are believers, sounds like a verse out of the Bible, right? Because it is. You know what I'm talking about. But for those of us who believe in, you know, a higher power or, you know, the ancestors, the principle is still applicable to your lives because you may say, oh, you know, the power of confession or manifestation, right? All the principles are the same. It's essentially bringing clarity to your vision, how you want your life to be, and calling those things that be not as though they were, speaking it. Every day, putting up a vision board and visualizing it every day and saying with your mouth that it is going to happen, it is going to come to pass, because we all believe that if we say it enough, we'll start to envision it mentally and then our actions will begin to align. And so what I did was I pulled out my pen, I pulled out my paper. And for me, when I do goal setting, I actually do it categorically. So, for example, I'll have a physical and a health goal. I'll have career goals. I have education. I have a goal for relationships, whether business, romantic, or platonic. Then I have a finance goal. Goal for my family. And a specific goal for motherhood. And I will just write those goals down. So I'll give you a couple of examples. So when we talk about physical, like I want you to get really, really specific. So whether that's a weight loss goal, whether that is I'm going to drink more water, make sure I get my water intake per day. Whether that is if you're a person that is on medications and you don't want to be on medications, what's something that plagues our community? What, high blood pressure and diabetes? If you don't want to be on those medications, say that you're not going to be on those medications. Now, don't just come off the medications, right? But start speaking it. Start speaking it. So then things begin to align. You know, a lot of us, I know speaking with physicians when it comes to medications, we're essentially 10 pounds away. If we drop 10 pounds, you could probably get off the medication. So if you want to get off your medication, start believing that, you know, whatever ailment or whatever is not functioning in your body that God has created it to function, then we want to correct it. So let's start believing, start saying it. When it comes to your career, you know, if you want to get a certain type of certification, if you want a promotion, I know for me, I'm in sales. So if there's a certain number of deals that you want to close or a certain dollar amount goal that you want to achieve, write it down and start saying it. Education. If you want to go back and finish your degree, do it. If you want to get another degree, do it. If it is simple, something as simple as I just want to read more, then put a book goal down. If you want to read 6 books by the end of the year, write it down. A romantic. Now you got to break it. You got to break those down, right? Or relationships, rather. You got to break it down. So if it's romantic, if you want to be a better spouse, what area do you want to be a better spouse or a significant other? If you're single and you want to be married or in a committed relationship, speak it. Say, I'm gonna meet my husband, I'm gonna meet my wife by the end of the year. Now, I don't mean you're gonna get married, but you'll encounter that person. If you don't want to be in a romantic relationship and you just want to thrive and flourish in your singlehood, write that down. Friendship. If you want more friends, say, I want more friends. I'm gonna have more friends. If you would just want to become a better friend, say, I'm going to be a better friend. I'm going to spend more time with my friends. I'm going to prioritize my friendships. Then definitely do that. And business. There are some business relationships that you're going after that you know that will be extremely impactful and beneficial to your life. Start calling those people out. Start calling them out. I'm going to meet Ted Turner at CNN, you know, go big. Cause believe it or not, you may run into that person, at the most random place, but start speaking it, get very, very specific. Finances. When it comes to finances, if you want a salary increase that ties back to career, or if, you know, you say, I want to save $15,000 by the end of the year, then say that and then put the plan in place to do that. If you want to get out of debt or if you want to cut your debt by 25%, get very, very, very specific. If you have credit card debt and you want to pay it off, say, I'm going to pay off all credit card debt by the end of the year, or I'm going to pay off my student loans by the end of the year. Or I want to buy a house, so I am going to save up my down payment by the end of the year. Say it. When it comes to family, you have family goals, whether that is I want to take my family on vacation at least 2 more times before the end of the year, then write it down. If it is I want to spend more time with my family, then absolutely write it down. And so once you've broken everything categorically down and got really specific, even if it sounds crazy, right? Even write down those things that, you know, if you said out loud, they would seem crazy to another person. Write it down. Because this is about you, right? So I want you to write it down. And then after you write them down categorically, what I want you to do is take it a step further, right? So this is when we get into stepping out on faith and really manifesting. I want you to write, I will. And I want you to write your list of I wills, right? So that brings clarity. I will do this. I will do that. I will do this. Okay? Write out your list of I wills. And once you write out your list of I wills, I want you to start saying that list every single day, at least one time a day, or two times, or three times, or every time a negative doubt comes up. I want you to recite your list of I wills, no matter what it looks like. I need you to hear that. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it looks like, say it with me. No matter what it looks like, I will say my list of I wills. No matter what the circumstances are, I will say my list of I wills. No matter what comes up, I will say my list of I wills. No matter what a friend or family member says, I will say my list of I wills every single day. And I'm going to tell you why that's important. First of all, we're calling those things that be not as though they were, which is demonstrative of faith. And the more you say something, the more you will begin to believe it. The more it'll become the default in your mind. And then in turn, whether you consciously know it or not, your actions will begin to align with the words that you're saying. Okay? So let me tell you what I did. I got my list of I wills together. And I was in conversation with a person, and I mentioned one of my I wills, so to speak. And as soon as it came out my mouth, the person told me how I wasn't going to accomplish what I just said. And what I like to call that person is a faith killer, right? As soon as it came out my mouth, they told me how I was not going to be able to accomplish it. And it's funny because when I said my I will and what I was believing for my career, they said, oh, I believe you could do it, but it couldn't be me. But you're going to do it. You're going to do it. Couldn't be me, though. More power to you. But then it was amazing when I said what I'm believing for in my relationships, that person quickly told me how that wasn't going to happen. It was outlandish. And then, really went in on me. I don't need to tell you what was said, but I'll definitely let you know that that person was very passionate about how I was not going to attain what I was speaking. But I know better enough to know that what I'm speaking is surely going to come to pass. But if you're not that comfortable in standing on what you believe on, my advice would be keep your list of I wills close to your heart. Cut out the noise. One thing that was brought to my attention this week is I was trying to figure out, the space that I'm in, because it's always beneficial to know what season you are in life. And I was like, man, the season that I'm currently in life is unfamiliar to me. What is it? What is it? So I'll tell you a story. I had 2 weeks ago written down a career goal. And to some, they'll be like, man, that's a lofty goal. And essentially what the career goal was, I basically said I want to hit my annual goal at work in the first 6 months of the year. right? So I want to hit my annual goal in the first 6 months of the fiscal year. And I didn't even know what my goal was just yet for the year. Our fiscal has begun in July. So I haven't even gotten my quota goal. Again, I'm in sales. So I said, well, I want to sell $500,000 by the end of December. I personally, that's what I said. I said that about 3 weeks ago. So I get a call from my vice president on Wednesday. And he says, Candace, I haven't gotten the goals for the year yet, but I've been here about 20 years, and I kind of can guess. I could guess what the goals will look like. So I said, okay. He said, yes. So I want to talk to you about it. I said, sure. He said, well, I'm looking at putting you at 450,000 for the year. I said, oof, okay. Because I'm still fairly new to the company. I was hired during the pandemic. And at 450, that would put me 175,000, I believe, above what I was just a few months ago. So I said, oh, 450. I said, okay. He said, but I could stretch you to 5,000, 500,000. I said, oh. He says, so what do you want to do? So we went through the pros and the cons. Now, mind you, 3 weeks ago, I said, I want to sell $500,000 by December. That's what I said in my personal time. So here he comes. We're having a conversation amongst each other. He said, I want to put you at 450, but you can stretch to 500. I said, man, because that makes it really real, right? Because he's going to put it to pen and paper on his end. Now, that's one thing for me to have a personal goal on my own that nobody knows about, but now I'm discussing it openly. So I said, I vacillate back and forth. And then it clicked in my mind, well, Candace, you had a personal goal anyway of selling $500,000 by December. Go ahead and do the $500,000. So I tell my VP, I said, you know what? We've had a discussion. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm going to do the $500,000. He said, man. He said, let me tell you something. I've been doing this for 20 years and I've seen a lot of people in your position. He said, you could easily do $1 million. You have it in you. He said, I'm not going to put that on you, but I just want you to know what I see. You could easily do $1 million. It'll be light work for you. He said, but I'll go ahead and I'll say that you did the stretch of $500,000. I said, okay, thanks for the phone call. Went on about my day. And it dawned on me that it was kind of like confirmation. In private and in secret, I said, I want to sell $500,000 by December. He comes to me and says, I got you at 450, but do you want to do $500,000? And the reason I vacillated was because, again, it's one thing for me to believe something and confess something in private, but now he and I both know about the $500,000. Our timelines are different, but now I'm held accountable for it. And that instant fear came because when you write something down and you write a goal down, now it's like you're held accountable to it and it's on paper. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to write your vision down, write your goals down. I want you to hold yourself accountable. And one thing I realized is all the goals that I've written down are attainable. But the goals in this season of my life that I've written down now are a little different because it doesn't require big things to happen. You know what it requires? It requires little things, day by day, inch by inch, the daily small behaviors to obtain the goal. So whether you have some weight loss goal or to come off some medications, it's going to take daily efforts and daily discipline and daily accountability. If you have a work goal, it's going to take daily efforts every day, inch by inch. If there is an education goal, it's going to take studying every day, or it's going to take reading a couple of chapters every day. If it's a finance goal, it's going to talk or it's going to take weekly savings or biweekly savings or a budget. A lot of the goals that we have, I think the season that we're in, if we pay attention, it's going to be the small behaviors each and every single day, the small details each and every single day. And if we execute and do them every single day, we will and we shall obtain our larger goals by the end of the year. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be specific with your list. I want you to say your I wills every single day. I don't care what anybody says, stand on the things that you say. And then I want your daily behaviors to align to your ultimate goal. And I want you to stay focused. And then what we're going to do at the end of the year before 2022, we're going to rejoice because we are going to definitely be checking off the boxes. So stay encouraged, stay focused. It's your girl, Candace L. That's CandaceELLE. You can find me on Facebook or Instagram. Once again, go to your app store, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, and download the Bashani Radio app. That's BSHANI. And have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.